Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ken, I've been looking forward to this show since last Friday night. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. Last week, we did nothing craft beer in the world. We are back into it with our friends from Heartland Brewing. We've got Ryan and Nick. You'll also see their beer on the cover of the West Coaster this month. So congratulations to you guys,
you guys,
and welcome
are
to the
famous.
Program.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate
Travis.
It.
I cannot wait to try some of your beer tonight because I keep seeing Heartland pop up in more and more places around San Diego. It's like you guys have slowly creeped your way into everywhere.
Well, that's a good thing, you know. We're trying to take it over a little bit.
I just had your IPA with a fish taco at PCH yesterday.
That sounds heavenly.
It really was.
Let's get down to it. What are we starting off the program with?
So this is one of our core beers. It's a Mexican lager. You know, in San Diego, it's important to just, you know, have some crushable beers all year round. So this is a authentic style Mexican lager with corn and, you know, brewed in the German tradition, just like the lagers of Mexico were.
That is a really clean, crisp, refreshing drinking beer. And there it is.
It's slight. It's more of that toasty cornflake kind of flavor.
Deliciously crushable beer. And it came in a can.
Mine's empty.
All of our beers do. Only cans.
Wait.
Wow.
Yep. All of your beers come in cans?
Yeah. All the beers that we can come in cans.
Can.
Are you sure you're not a sales guy?
Not this time.
I think we can drink some more of this beer. And I know, Ryan, you want to start off with some Rage Against the Machine because you're pumped to see them at Coachella. Let's do that now. And when we come back, I'm going to try some more of your beers. So far, one for one. You're doing good.
There we go.
Enjoying what I'm drinking tonight with my friends. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with Ken drinking with our friends from Heartland Brewing, Ryan and Nick. Now, the first beer that we had, you guys, impressed the hell out of me, and you said something as we were playing Rage Against the Machine that I want to bring up. We were talking about the slight hop presence, that Mexican-style lager you have with that slight hop bite, just letting you know that it's there, and you said, we make beers that we want to drink.
The market calls for what the market calls for, but at the end of the day, we want to make things that we believe in, and, you know, if we're not willing to crush them, then there's no reason to make it. So for the most part, everything that we're doing is what we both like to drink. You know, there's influence from you know, what the taste room sales are, and not everything can be a pastry sour and a, you know, triple hazy IPA, but, you know, for the most part, we're making beers that we will drink 50 of.
The can you just poured this beer out in, was it labeled wrong? Because it said export on the side, but usually I see that with export stouts, but this is, what is it?
So basically it's a Dortmunder, essentially like a Helles, but a higher ABV, a little bit more bitter. And then even we brewed this with Kyle at Horace Age Sales. So collaboration between the two of us. We weren't so concerned about brewing to style. So we pretty much, this is brewed with all Mecca grade malt. So they're heirloom malt out of Central Oregon. Whoop. So it's a family run farm. They grow everything. Everything's estate grown. So they malt, estate grow everything, malt everything themselves. It's a little bit pricier, but it's delicious. So Kyle insisted on us making a beer with just Mecca grade malt. And I think it came out fantastic. So
what's the ABV on this?
This is 6%. We also did a little bit of so this is all naturally carbonated. So we basically, what we did is about 2 Play-Doh above finishing gravity. We dry hopped it with 11 pounds of saws and then capped it, basically spunded it. So it just naturally, it relieved pressure at about 20 PSI.
Dude, I'm getting excited with all that brewer's jargon you're spitting out there.
I absolutely love it. And it's so beautifully clear.
What you're tasting now is actually still lagering in the tank. So we are releasing this next Friday, the 17th of January.
That's good. That has a real pronounced malt character.
Yeah.
It's a malt forward lager but it has some saaz character, which kind of keeps it in the European style.
So next Friday will be available in cans and then on draft. We got a special tap for it. So we have a traditional side pull tap handle.
It's the Czech style to pour beer. So it's this crazy European side pull handle that we're using for it. And, you know, we're going to have
I
brats.
I got to see one of those.
If we want to find out more details on that event, where can we find it?
Mostly on our Instagram, Heartland Beer, at Heartland Beer. But yeah, I mean, that's where we do the majority of our promotion. So yeah, I mean, check it out. That's where we have all of our weekly events, has for both both of our tasting rooms in Scripps Ranch and Del Mar, and beer releases come on there as well.
My endorsement that you need to try this beer isn't enough, then seeing whatever this side pull handle thing that pours the beer should be able to get you there. Well, we're going to play something that's rather exporty. We all agreed upon Dropkick Murphys for this. That's
yeah,
coming up
Boston!
Next.
Go Bruins!
Are you sure this is only... Never mind. Ken, now this is the beer that you sold me on at the very beginning of the program.
Yes.
You said that you had just recently had the Harlan Brewing West Coast IPA with a fish taco, and now, curse your name. That's all I can think about.
You want me to go to Rubio's real quick? They're just down the street.
No, we only have so much time, and if I send you to Rubio's, you'll never come back. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tonight, we're drinking with our friends from Harlan Brewing, Ryan and Nick. We've just finished the Export Lager, which you can taste at their big event that they are doing the release for next Friday. And then start off the program with Mexican Lager. Two for two. Let's see if you can go three deep. I mean, if Ken is endorsing this West Coast IPA, it's got to be good.
It's high praise. Ken's the man.
I like this beer. I'm giving it my stamp of approval.
West Coast IPAs, you got to be good if you're going to make a West Coast IPA in San Diego. That's what you're going to be judged by because we're a hop crazy town.
In reality, this West Coast IPA is inspired by kind of the hazy trend in the sense that it's not aggressively bitter. I mean, it's firm bitterness, but it's not really sweet like a hazy, but I mean, it's super aromatic. So, you know, it's a Citra Mosaic, pretty creative hop combo we came up with there, but you know,
you're really coloring outside the lines. There, so.
Wow.
You know, it's meant to be, again, to be drinkable, to be able to drink many, many of them.
So here's what surprised me about this. You've got all that West Coast nose to it, but yet it finishes more like a pale ale. Here's the malt presentation, then here's just a bunch of stringent,
yep,
bitter hops.
We don't use any boil hops. It's a first wort hop to bitter at the front, and then it's whirlpool and dry hops. I mean, it's meant to be aromatic.
Yeah, it's kind of a melt away bitterness. You smell these just rich, like tropical, citrusy, floral notes on it, and you're expecting to be hit with
that Chinook drop kick to the back of your tongue.
Exactly. And then it just kind of fades away and you want more.
It's frosty in the springtime, melts right away.
This is kind of a hazy take on a West Coast IPA that's clean. I'm gonna make you do a hazy beer next. And not only just a hazy beer with our friends from Artifex Brewing. It's coming up. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I've got Ryan and Nick along with me, and I had never tried their beer before, and I can see why you guys have crept into the hearts and minds of so many San Diegans since you guys popped up. It is really, really good beer. We had the West Coast IPA, we had the Export Lager, which you can try next Friday, and the Mexican Lager. You said we were going hazy, and then you doubled down, literally, on everything.
Holding this up to the light, and light literally does not penetrate so, any portion of that glass.
When you're a sadist like I am and you get orange juice with heavy pulp, that has envy on the lack of clarity that this beer has.
Yeah.
You skipped hazy and took us to double hazy. This is a hazy double IPA collaboration you did with Artifex Brewing, and man, explain this to me, please.
We made this beer with our boys over at Artifex.
We love you, Johnny.
Johnny's a good dude. One of my best brewer friends and, you know, my hometown from San Clemente. So we're stoked to do a beer with them. So this beer is a double hazy IPA with Nelson and Southern Cross. And then we also used some of that Mecca Grade raw spring rye. Mecca Grade being the estate malt from
IPA.
From Oregon. So kind of the malt that Ryan touched on earlier. So, you know, this beer was kind of an ode to some of the old hazy beers that didn't mean to be hazy.
Drinking it, blown away. With as viscous as this beer was, I expected it to be more cloying. I'm getting that wine-like Nelson.
Not sticky at all. I mean, you look at this beer and it's like, good Lord, dude, that looks like a glass of milk.
Ken, you drank that kind of fast though, man.
Well, I am a trained professional.
We canned this thing today, 16-ounce four packs.
Thank you for first putting the Export Lager in front of this beer so that I could kind of taste what that malt is. That combined with the hops, this is more than just a regular hazy. There's certain things to this that I've never tasted before, and I like that. I would love to see more beers that feature this just because of what it's presenting.
You know, I think there is a little more of this beer. Thank you, Jeremy. That belch reminded me. I'm not done yet.
Ryan, you've been our music selector all evening, so you wanted to hear some Jack White. Not White Stripes.
No.
You were very specific. You wanted
very
some
specific
solo stuff.
I want some solo.
That's coming up next. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Kenna, are you feeling all right after all those double hazy IPAs?
I feel great.
I bet you do.
I feel good.
It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Harlan Brewing. If you have not checked out their beers, you will see their beers. They have a very, very cool logo with the H on it.
It's
very recognizable. Ryan and Nick with us tonight. And we just had their hazy double IPA collaboration with Artifacts Brewing, their West Coast IPA export lager, which you can try next Friday, a collab they did with Horace, and then their Mexican lager. This next beer you poured out, I know Brubies is on the way. It looks like something that we poured at Brubies. It is a pink beer, and you have a story to tell me about this. I'm sure of it.
We do. We brewed this beer with Mostra Coffee in Rancho Bernardo, good friends of ours, and we do all of our coffee beers with them. So their anniversary party is coming up on July 18th.
January.
Wow. Four beers got him too, didn't it?
January 18th at the Broadway Pier downtown. So we brewed this beer with them. It's a kettle sour with barrel-aged cascara, which is the outside cherry of the coffee bean.
Is that why the can says cascara? Is that what this beer is called?
Yeah, it is called that.
You know, if you switch two of those letters, you get Caracas, which is the capital of Venezuela.
I'm turning his mic off. Please continue with your story.
So we with the cascara, we also use raspberry and blueberry, and then some vanilla as well. So the vanilla kind of highlights some of the barrel character that we got from the cascara.
Did you say they barrel aged the cascara?
They did. Some bourbon barrels that held Imperial Stout that then held cascara.
Wait, so you take the berry part of the coffee.
Right.
You juice that up and you put that in a barrel?
I think they dry it.
During the coffee process, when they dry them on these whatevers, and then it becomes
like a
separate.
They spread it out on a big mat.
Yeah, something like that.
Is that after the weasels eat them?
No. That's different coffee.
Pre-weasel.
There's this cool, like, berry aspect with the berries that you put in the beer along with the cascara that gives it a little bit of earthiness to it.
I was going to say, you think berries, think bright, sweet, but the cascara has a really deep, smoky...
We kind of felt like it was figgy, date. You know, it's kind of like these dark, dried fruits.
It definitely darkened up what I thought was going to be a brighter beer.
Another shocker, this is 7.3%.
This drinks almost like, I hate to use the term kettle sour because I don't think it represents the style of the beer, but to me, that's the kind of lightness it drinks as.
Yeah.
There's nowhere in there that I would expect booziness. There's not a lot of heavy malt in there.
No.
There's a lot of fruit, dark fruit flavors.
So we'll have it at the Mostra anniversary party.
Coming up in January, not July, more accurately,
January 18th on the Broadway Pier. And then it'll be on tap at our tasting room, and then we'll also be pouring it at the Brubies Festival in February. I've been friends with Mel for many years, so I'm looking forward to participating for the first time on behalf of Harlan.
Ryan, Nick, Harlan Brewing, thank you guys for being with us tonight, bringing great beer and blowing my freaking mind as to what you can do with some of the stuff that is going on. Kudos to you for making amazing beer. I cannot wait to see what's coming out of Harlan next. You guys are amazing, and we're going to end with some Black Keys. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. See you next week.
Rock and roll.
I think, you know, what we lovingly called this as a joke, you know, what's creeping in Ken's closet is now become the name that has stuck anytime you bring a bottle in and show it to me before the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. Like, you want to drink
Look what
this?
I found. Well, first of all, what's in Ken's closet? It just has a certain je ne sais quoi to it.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Semi-creepy overtones.
I didn't want to say it.
No, I might as well come right out and say it. Dude, I am the creepy uncle in the family.
Wake up the gimp.
What's in Ken's closet seems very consistent.
So essentially what this is, if you haven't heard it before, this is where Ken and I go through his cellar of beers. Because as beer fans, we accumulate way more beer than any person should. And it's honestly way more beer than we can even drink. And Ken, having gone through how many decades in craft beer now, my friend?
I first started working for Green Flash back in 2002.
All right. So, yeah, we're getting up there.
Yeah, it's been almost 20 years. And of course, before that, I was a home brewer, so I was a fan. And whenever I went on vacation, I'd stop by different breweries all over the country, and they'd give me a bottle from their cellar, and I still have some of those.
So these are the beers that you've collected over the years. These aren't being kept in a temperature-controlled closet. These have moved a couple of times.
Yes.
These have been in a closet in Escondido for many years, and we chill them, pop the top off them, and tell you exactly how this beer has aged the way probably you and I would age a beer. Now, we've had a couple of successes. We've had a couple of failures.
Yep.
I will say the last one we did was the Bastard in the Rye from 2009, was it? 2014? It was somewhere
in there. No, it was from, 2014.
Okay, 2014.
It was brewed in 2013, and they released it 2014.
Amazing beer.
It was phenomenal.
Perfect beer to pull out of the cellar.
Oh, my goodness.
This one has the same bottle, but no label, and nothing on the cork. It is a cork and cage mystery bottle you have pulled out of your closet. So just riddle me this while I'm going to grab the cork and see if I can pull the top of it off.
All right.
What might this beer be?
I haven't the foggiest idea. I'm guessing it's either a Saison or a sour, just based on the cage and cork there. The light color. I've picked up, many years ago, I picked up a bottle from Allagash when they did their first Kolschip release. I think that might have been in a blue bottle.
The cork is really tight.
Okay, then it's not from Lost Abbey.
Sorry, Tommy. That cork grease gets you every time. Man, I am having to work this out, of course, not knowing how carbonated it is either. I'm pointing it towards the window. And
you want me to get a bucket?
I'm trying to ease it out. Actually, that's a good idea. I mean, preparations before are always a good idea. I'm going to tilt it away, so if it shoots.
I've got the shop towel ready.
It shoots the window. All right, here we go. Man, I'm literally having to wiggle this thing out of here. It's so tight. Oh, we got pop.
Wow.
It popped.
Yeah. Oh, look.
All right. Smells funky.
I doubt that for a hot second.
It could be one of two ways. We could
funky
have
good or funky awful.
Vinegary in here. Orange copper color. Soft bubbles. I'm going to put my puke bucket away. I might need it to spit this beer into.
Boy, look at the head on that. That's almost creamy, like a fine champagne.
Oh, it's got lots of tiny little bubbles into it.
It's hazy. You're right. It's a hazy copper color.
What's
it smell like?
It smells like it might be something with some lacto in it.
Oh, yeah. There's some sour zing on the nose. That is delightful.
That is delightful.
I have no idea what it is.
No. I would say it's along the lines of something like red poppy or...
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a stone fruity aspect to it.
They're like apricot. Wow. It's not a kettle sour, though.
Mm-mm.
There's a little more funk underlying that.
Yeah. This would have been a time before kettle souring was like a common thing.
Yeah, probably.
this was actually like, I want to say this was probably, it tastes like something that might have come out of Green Flash's Cellar series.
Oh, that's a good guess. Cellar 3.
Mm-hmm.
That is an excellent guess. And
because this is way too good, way too fine to be a homebrew.
This is clearly not a homebrew.
And it's kind of the style of bottles they were using at the very beginning.
Yeah, this is very elegant. It's got sour notes, fruit notes, some earthy undertones. It's got that nice creamy, fine carbonation.
Once again, this shows that in terms of grabbing beers that you want to age, sour beers can be really, really good.
They really can.
Depending on how they're crafted and how tight the cork is.
There's a caveat there. Yeah, make sure that's a tight cork.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of alcohol in this.
I wouldn't think so. No, I'm guessing it's probably in the neighborhood of 5.
Mm. Well, just delightful. I really wish I could give credit to whoever brewed it.
This is really, really good.
Whatever they did, but man, well-crafted beer, and I believe that moves you to the positive side on beers that are delicious out of your closet.
I think we're 3-2 at this point.
My God. Hey, you know what? Here's how I look at it. It's a new year. You're 1-for-1.
Thanks, Jeremy. Happy
right,
New Year.
Let's drink the rest of this and get the hell out of here.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.